The 10-Minute Math Podcast will help parents answer the two big questions: why is math taught differently today?
And how can I support my own child at home?
We are your hosts, Jan
and Colleen.
We are two teachers crazy for math and on a mission to help parents use normal everyday routines, such as bedtime or mealtime, as opportunities to build their children's number sense so that their children can find the joy, wonder, and beauty of mathematics.
10-minute math, an equation for fun, daily routines to make math connections.
Welcome to episode 131, season 3 of the 10-Minute Math Podcast. Today we're going to replay one of our most popular episodes that we recorded last year. Here is a replay of episode 84 titled, How Does a Child Learn to Multiply Numbers? Now let's get started.
Today we're going to talk about the concept of multiplication. Children start out learning addition by counting, but when they get to larger numbers, they realize that they are more efficient. There are different, more efficient ways to count. Putting objects into equal-sized groups, for instance, is a way to make counting more efficient. Multiplication is a more efficient way to do repeated addition.
In a multiplication equation, one number, called a factor, tells how many equal size groups there are, and the other number, also called a factor, tells how many objects are in one group. The third number in the multiplication equation, called the product, tells how many total objects in all. The first two numbers are the parts, and the third number is called the whole.
This connects to what children understand about part-part-whole for addition. Experiences with making and counting groups when adding are extremely valuable in understanding the concept of multiplication. Solving addition and multiplication problems in a real-world situation is key to building that understanding.
That reminds me of when I asked my grandson to count his cards to see who won the card game we were playing, and he laid out his cards in rows of five and counted by fives. I didn't tell him to count that way, but he figured out that it was more efficient than counting them one by one. And don't forget that multiplication can also include rate problems, such as, if three children each have four toys, how many toys are there? Recording this as 3 times 4 means 3 sets of 4 toys.
Researchers now know quite a bit about helping children learn their multiplication facts, and it has little to do with memorization and drilling flashcards. If appropriate educational opportunities are utilized in primary grades, there's no reason that all children can't learn their basic multiplication facts by 3rd or 4th grade.
The first big idea is for children to understand number relationships and the operations. The meaning of the operations plays a role in the construction of efficient strategies. The ability to relate 6 times 7 to 5 times 7 and 7 more is based on an understanding of the multiplication concept and number relationship. An efficient strategy for multiplication is one that can be done mentally without paper and pencil and quickly. Counting 6 groups of 7 is not efficient. If only drilling is used to learn basic multiplication, then all you get is faster counting.
The second big idea is to develop efficient strategies for learning basic multiplication facts through practice. So you might be thinking, what is a strategy for multiplication? A strategy is flexibly using number relationships in an efficient way. For example, if you want to find the product of 3 times 7, I might remember that 2 sevens is 14 and 1 more 7 makes 21. How did I know that 7, 14, and 7 make 21? Because I know that 14 and 6 make 20, and 1 more makes 21. I used the number relationships I knew, like doubles and combinations of 10, to find an unknown product. I did that strategy mentally in my head, and when I practice it, I can do it very quickly, and it will eventually become automatic.
I can compare that to playing the piano. You and I both took piano lessons when we were in grade school, and we had to practice certain songs over and over so many times that we just automatically played them without even thinking or reading the music. In fact, when I sit down at the piano to play today, my brain still remembers how to play some of those songs.
Yep, mine too, Jan. It was all about the practice that we did. Practicing strategies will help a child learn their basic math facts.
The third big idea is to practice which strategy to use for each multiplication fact. This is sometimes referred to as strategy selection or strategy retrieval. A way to practice this is to present one math fact at a time and ask a child to pick a strategy for solving that problem, explain why they picked that strategy, and then demonstrate how to use that strategy.
Teachers today are using number talks in their classrooms. Number talks is about presenting a problem and then asking students how they solve them so that all the students understand what possible strategies they could use. They also talk about which strategy is the most efficient and why.
One property of multiplication that children quickly learn is that 3 times 2 is the same as 2 times 3. Educators call this the commutative property, and it helps to lower the number of math facts a child needs to learn.
A strategy children learn is how to double numbers or multiply 2 by any number. Students know these quickly because they learned how to add 2 numbers that were the same when they were learning addition facts. For example, since they know that 7 plus 7 is 14, they understand that 2 times 7 is also 14.
Another strategy children learn quickly is to multiply any number by 5. Students have practiced counting by 5s in previous years, and they understand numbers that end in 0 or 5 have a pattern. Or children might already know how to multiply by 10 and then find half of that number to multiply by 5. For example, if children know that 6 times 10 is 60, then 6 times 5 is half of 60 or 30, because 5 is half of 10.
Children also learn that multiplying by 0 means there are no groups, so the answer is 0. And multiplying by 1 means that there's only one group. So knowing how many are in one group tells you the answer. For example, 0 groups of 7 is 0, but 1 group of 7 is 7.
There are so many strategies that we could go on and on, but we started this podcast to help parents understand why math is taught differently today and how they can help their own child at home. The big takeaway from today is that how math is taught changes over time based on research. Yes, Glean and I learned our math facts by memorizing and drilling flashcards, but that didn't work for all children, and it didn't support every child in continuing to learn more advanced math. I know adults who say that they learned their basic multiplication facts, but they failed math when they took algebra. Just memorizing isolated math facts doesn't help your brain make connections and doesn't lead to understanding.
So parents, how can you help your child learn the multiplication facts? Just ask your child how they know that 4 times 8 is 32 and listen to their strategy. You might learn what a creative problem solver your child really is. Remember, we are preparing our children for the future, and being a creative problem solver will set your child up for success.
To find out other ways to support your child's number sense and to end math anxiety for the next generation, check out our website at 10minutemath.com. Our website again is tenminutemath.com. Bye for now, and thanks for
making math fun.